For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. On last week's Cultural Baggage and Century of Lies program, we began reporting on the recent methamphetamine, HIV, and hepatitis conference in Salt Lake City. I urge you to visit our website to hear many of the speeches and individual interviews with participants in this conference. Please visit drugtruth.net. First up, let's hear from the co-author of Marijuana Myths, Marijuana Facts, Dr. John Morgan.
What's been your take on the conference?
Well, I certainly do like the conference. I'm certainly glad to be here and learned a lot of things about methamphetamine, despite having been a student of methamphetamine for 30 years.
As you know, sir, I'm a legalizer. I think that we need to expose the fraud, if you will.
And the answer, the decision that we make to remove children from school, from homes, to wash them down, if the emergency crews are told to wash them down, if there's been a meth lab, I think these ideas are terrible and directed only to do harm, will cause only harm. But, of course, they're part and parcel of our idea that for us to come out of this okay, we have to stand against the evil of drugs and drug use. And we punish people who use them. We separate them from their children. We claim we're doing it for their own good, while in reality we're doing it for our own good. The idea of harm reduction and talking about harm reduction is it angers moralists, because if you say harm reduction and you say if you use drugs, I'm still going to try to help you, and I might even consider such things as services to you while you're using drugs. I might consider even substitution of one drug for another. I might consider these things. And to our counterparts on the prohibitionist side, those are wrong things to do. And so they oppose a conference like that, which has the name harm reduction as part of it, because they think harm reduction is immoral. The only harm reduction they want to talk about is abstinence. Now, abstinence is, of course, in certain circumstances, harm reduction. That's right. But on the other hand, the abstinence model, the prohibitionist model, has done very little for us. And those of us who are committed to harm reduction want to talk about this broader model and the idea that HHS and the captive chains of this administration condemned, or some of its spokesmen condemned, a conference like this because it was willing to talk about services, help, and even drugs being given to people who are in terrible trouble. I'm willing to talk about that. Most people here are willing to talk about that. And that infuriates the sort of drug abuse establishment that exists in government throughout the United States.
The U.S. government policy on drugs, any drug, ensures more horror and more terror. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.